So this Lenten meditation is going through the Gospel of Mark, and then on the Sundays it is going through the Psalms. Did everybody get one, or do I need to order more? We're all good so far? Okay. Russ has one. All right. So we're going to be in a psalm tonight, but before we do that, let's just take a moment to pray. Father, thank you so much for this community. Thank you for your love for us, and Jesus, for dying on the cross for our sins, for raising from the dead, for giving us hope and meaning and purpose. And God, we all are here for different reasons. Some of us are excited. Some of us are just checking this out. Some of us, we're not even sure we believe that you exist. And so we're here, though, so give us the courage to learn and to hold on to what's true and throw out what's false, and just to be here with an open mind and not to resist and not to be belligerent, but to be willing to listen and to learn. Give us that courage. And I ask that in your name, Jesus. Amen. So tonight we are in the Psalms. We're going to be in Psalm 25, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 10. If you've had your Lenten meditation book, you've probably already, hopefully, read that meditation for Sunday. We're in Psalm... No, that's all right. We're in Psalm 25. So if you don't know where the Psalms are, if you grab this book right here, this is one of the books that are Bibles that are hanging around, we're going to be on page 545 in this book, Psalm 25. Now, a psalm is a public, for the most part, a public worship song. Okay? So all those two songs that we sang, this is an ancient songbook. It's what the Israelites, who were God's people in the Old Testament, sang when they got together. And most of these psalms are written by David. He was the second king of Israel. He was, like, you know, Israel's best musician. And he wrote a lot of songs for people to worship. And what happens in songs is that they're, when we all sing them, they're designed to help us think as a community and to challenge us and to give us an opportunity to kind of allow some of our defenses to be removed. Music does that. And then we listen to the words and they begin to stir things up in us. And so that's what these were intended for. Now tonight, what we're going to do is look at this psalm and try to think about it from a Christian perspective in this sense. People who follow Jesus, what does this song mean to us? What does it mean to us as people who are looking forward to Easter and who are looking forward to celebrating what God has done through the resurrection? And so we're just going to jump in. We're only looking at the first 10 verses. So let's get started. Verse 1 says, "To you, O Lord, I lift